Elim chapter 27, Mishnah 11. Shlosha al shlosha, 3x3 tvachim, a piece of cloth again, at least 3x3 tvachim. Ba'ashbos, that is found in a rubbish heap. They found it in a rubbish heap. So, is it, what's the case with this garment? Is it still, a garment? Is it still susceptible to impurity, etc.? So, explains the Kotya, it ceases to be a garment and becomes insusceptible to impurity unless it meets one of these two conditions. And what are they? Bari, that it is sound, meaning that it's not, that it's whole and undamaged, that there's nothing wrong with it. But Tsorer Melach, and that it can hold salt, it can bundle up salt. If you put salt in it, it's strong enough to wrap up the salt and it can hold the salt. If it's got those two conditions, then it's still susceptible to impurity, even though it was found on the rubbish heap. Mm-hmm. But it's got to have both of those two conditions on the rubbish heap. But Ba'is, if it's in the house, or Bari, or Tzorim Melech, if it's got one of those two conditions, it's still considered like good and susceptible to impurity. That's in the house. And Kama Melech Yehei Tzorim, how much salt does it have to hold? Revat, says the Mishnah, it has to hold a quarter, which is about half a liter, about half a liter volume of salt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Badaka, we're talking about fine salt. V'chachomim Omerim Begasa, we're talking about coarse salt. And Eilu V'Eilu Miskavnim Lahakal. In both opinions, they were trying to introduce a leniency. Why? According to the opinion Rabbi Yehuda, that says it has to be fine salt. So you would need more fine salt. Right? In a half a liter, you would get more fine salt in. It would be heavier, and therefore the thing would break. Right, easier with fine salt than with, and if it breaks easier, so then it's not susceptible to tumah. So you see that? But no, it's by volume. But if you got fine salt, then the weight will be more, the density will be more. Right. So according to him, that's why you go after fine salt. But according to the Chomrim, the reason you go after coarse salt is because it's got sharp edges and it will tear the garment more easily. So they held that you go after the coarse salt. And it will tear more easily, and that's why the garment will become insusceptible to impurity. And that's why they're both going for a leniency. They're both trying to make it more lenient case. Rabbi Shimon says, Shavim shlosh al shlosh ba'ashbos, le shlosh al shlosh ba'bas. He says, 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim in a rubbish heap is equivalent to 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths at home. And the reason being, he says, a cloth cast on the rubbish heap is no longer valued as a utensil for sitting on, and therefore, he, according to him, even if it's sound and accommodates salt, it's susceptible to regular impurity. So a cloth 3x3 tvachim on a rubbish heap, even if it's sound and accommodates salt, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's still susceptible to regular impurity, but not midras impurity, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because once it's on the rubbish heap, it's like, it's not considered as a valued utensil anymore.